What is a felony DUI in Arizona? Case number one, State versus Duffy. The purpose of this series of podcasts is to discuss the facts, legal issues, and sentences imposed in Arizona felony DUI cases so people can have an understanding of how individuals can be found guilty of felony DUI and what sentences can be imposed. The cases discussed in this series are primarily based on memorandum decisions issued by the Arizona Court of Appeals. Memorandum decisions are only binding on that individual case and are not legal precedent for other cases. However, their discussion of the facts, legal issues presented, and sentences imposed are a good guide to what it takes to be found guilty of a felony DUI in Arizona and what the sentences imposed could be. Keep in mind that almost all of these cases arose from the defendant's appeal after a felony DUI trial. Sentences for felony DUIs, which are resolved by plea agreement, are often less than those imposed after a jury trial. So, State v. Duffy, which was issued by the Court of Appeals on January 13, 2015. The facts are, police observed the defendant carrying a box of beer across a convenience store's parking lot and then drink a beer from the box. The defendant appeared to sway back and forth. He sat in the driver's seat of his car, put the keys in the ignition, and started the car. A first officer knocked on the passenger window and told the defendant he could not let him drive away because he had seen the defendant drink a beer. The defendant exhibited signs of possible alcohol impairment, including slurred speech and the odor of alcohol on his breath. The first police officer told the defendant to wait on the curb until he could determine whether the defendant was impaired. And shortly thereafter, the defendant fled on foot. At the direction of the first police officer, a second officer arrested the defendant for criminal trespass and then processed him for DUI, but never arrested him specifically for DUI prior to administering the breath test to the defendant. The defendant consented to the breath test, and the results were 0.187%. The defendant was charged with aggravated DUI. The legal issue in the case is, before the trial, the defendant moved to suppress the breath test results. He did so alleging that the breath tests were administered pursuant to the implied consent law, 28-13-21. And he further alleged that in order to have the breath test administered pursuant to the implied consent law, he had to first be arrested specifically for DUI. The trial court denied his motion to suppress. The defendant then went to trial, at which he lost, and appealed the denial of his motion to suppress to the Court of Appeals. In the memorandum decision, the Court of Appeals said that when the defendant was ordered out of the vehicle, he was being detained for a possible DUI, and the subsequent arrest that arose from that detention was for DUI. And so the arrest was for a possible violation of DUI laws, even though the second officer did not specifically say that. Therefore, the administration of the breath tests were authorized under the implied consent law, and the conviction and sentence were affirmed. The opinion does not mention what the sentence imposed was. This memorandum decision is attached to the transcript of this recording.